I'm Abby Strauss, and welcome. I'm here today with Brent Schillinger, my podcast colleague, and today we are talking to Todd Sack, a physician who set up a program known as My Green Doctor. The My Green Doctor program was set up to help doctors establish climate-sensitive changes into their offices, but a major spin-off of that is also dealing with the approaches we must all have in order to realistically bring climate change to levels that we can individually address. I've taken to calling it the kitchen table approach to climate change. The concepts within the My Green Doctor programs are also applicable to any location, both in our homes and our jobs. That's why it's important to learn about them. Dr. Sack, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with Dr. Schillinger and you and your audience today. Thank you.
Several years ago, you initiated the concept of the My Green Doctors program. It brought the reality of climate change concerns to a very practical level to what to do in our offices. And since doctors, and I think this is an important point, doctors are effectively an operational station for health. It brought in environmental health issues into the mandates that you were dealing with. It's a great idea. How has it been accepted? And then after we get a little sense of that, give us some of the details. Give us some of the background, please.
My Green Doctor is an environmental sustainability and climate resilience program that can be used by healthcare offices, doctor's offices, clinics, really any outpatient site, though it's just as useful for any business or, frankly, for any home, because what it is a very practical guide for how to add environmental sustainability to your practice, to your business, to your home, to your life. And what we do is we provide very simple steps that people can take that add up over time to really making a difference. Our mantra is saving money, healthier communities, because we know that as you learn as a business, and healthcare offices are businesses, as a business, or as you learn in your home to use less energy, to use less water, to choose chemicals wisely, to recycle, all the processes that we offer, as you do these things, you use less energy and you save money. And with it, you create a healthier community. There's less waste, less environmental toxins, etc. We work on plastic, work on transportation choices. We even explain how people can use renewable energy, either to buy it from the utility or even to install solar panels or wind powers. We have more than 120 steps that a practice could take in their office or an individual could adopt at home to gradually make a difference.
This is such a great concept, Todd. How did you personally first get involved in this?
These have been through my medical society. I was active in Florida in my local county medical society. And from there, I was appointed to the environmental board of my local community. Jacksonville, Florida is a city of a million people. And I learned very quickly the strong relationship between the health of the environment and the health of my patients, and also the health of the economy. Three-legged stool, balancing the economy, the environment, and health is a really critical challenge for leaders. And I took these ideas to the Florida Medical Association, where we created My Green Doctor as a tool to implement some of these ideas, as a tool that health professionals, nurses and doctors, practice managers can use in their office to implement some of the ideas that we had. At the Florida Medical Association, we have wonderful policies on what doctors should do about climate or energy or environmental toxins or parks or urban planning. But we didn't give the doctors any tools to implement these policies. So My Green Doctor is really a tool, a practice management tool, to add environmental sustainability to the practice and to teach the patients.
You mentioned 120 tools. That's a lot. I'm glad you have them. My concern has been over the years that, and I, for lack of another term, I've begun calling it green burnout. People say, oh my goodness, can't you give me just two or three things that I can do? Because I don't have the staff and I don't have the time, and it's one more thing to do.
Right.
If you can condense, what are the biggest things that seem to be, I'm going to put a two-sided question, the obstacles to getting started and the more significantly effective tools that you have to offer?
Yeah, whatever you do in a business or in your home, we're all so very busy that to add one more thing, environmental sustainability or climate resilience, to add one more thing is really difficult to ask of people. When we launched My Green Doctor 15 years ago, we asked offices to set aside 1 hour a month for becoming a green practice. And nobody did it. A few practices did, but really very few. And although we have a pretty easy to qualify for our green practice certificate, we're certifying 4 or 5 practices a year. Even though 20,000 practices are using our website a year, only 4 or 5 are completing our program. So we changed our approach, and now we only ask practices to add 5 minutes of My Green Doctor to their work every month. If a practice or any business has their staff meeting once a month where they talk about scheduling and vacations and complaints and supplies and all the things that practices need to talk about, we ask them to add 5 minutes of My Green Doctor business. To make it easier, we provide a script for each 5-minute segment. Month 1, month 2, month 3, month 4, we ask them to make 1 or 2 decisions in that 5-minute segment. We found that by doing that, we've come up with a practical, feasible, doable way to approach environmental sustainability. But what do people do? I begin by saying you commit to doing this on a regular basis. Environmental sustainability isn't something you do in your business or in your home just once and then walk away from it. It's a lifestyle. It's really a change of approach. Beginning with the practice agrees to commit to this. We're going to have My Green Doctor on the agenda of every staff meeting forever. Month 1 through 120. And that's why we have 120 steps that people can take. We do them one at a time. The second month and the third month are going to be energy efficiency. And practice work on things like turning off light bulbs at night, turning off machines at night, looking at the machines they're using so that they're buying only Energy Star quality efficient appliances. We have about 40 steps on the energy efficiency workbook that people can choose from. We make it very easy by providing a simple guide that tells them exactly what to do month 1, month 2, month 3 through month 10, and then they go to our workbooks after that. But breaking it down into small pieces, just make one decision a month. Practices can look back 6 months later and say, oh my gosh, look at all the things we've done and how proud we are.
As Abby referenced, 120 is a big number, which might scare away some people. If somebody listening to this program said, I'd like to try something, what might be the first or second step that they might try just to kind of get into the fold?
Well, the first thing they do is they register at mygreendoctor.org. Or they can register at our Spanish website, which is mygreendoctor.es. All of our resources are available in English and Spanish, and many are available in Haitian Creole as well. So first you register, learn how to do environmental sustainability. Then you go to our meeting-by-meeting guide, and that guide is a script for each of the meetings you'll have. We're going to do 5 minutes of My Green Doctor a month for month 1, and it tells you just what you're going to do in that 5-minute segment, and then month 2 and month 3. So the first month is just introductory session. The practice discusses, hey, we're going to go green. It's going to be in our agenda every month, and here are the benefits of it. Month 2 and 3 are going to be about energy efficiency. Month 3 and 4 are going to be solid waste and recycling. Month 6 is going to be patient education. Then we're going to go on to healthy foods. Then we're going to go to transportation, and on and on.
If somebody said, gee, before I even sign up for this, I want to try a couple of what might be a recommendation.
Well, I like that idea, but I don't. We don't want you to do 1 or 2 things. We want you to have a sustainable environmental sustainability program, one that's going to go on forever. The first month's going to be just, what are the benefits of going green? And a practice is going to read a section of the website called 10 Reasons Why Practices Should Go Green. Month 2 is going to be energy efficiency. In the first month, probably they'll choose to turn off all light bulbs at night, which sounds simple, but saves a ton of money just by turning off the lights and turning off other machines and double siding, printing on the copier and on and on. The first step is probably just going to be turn light bulbs off. It seems simple, but has a big impact on the electric bill.
And to me, that is the core of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. These little things really do accumulate. One of the things that has been an issue with me is we use the K-cups as well. I wish we didn't. They're just so convenient. But what a waste of plastic, of foil. What a phenomenal user of energy. And we don't think that way. So getting people to say, instead of the K-cups, let me buy the big container of coffee, it adds up. It's these little tiny things. It's a way of thinking. We have to convert. Climate change is as important to me and everybody else. And it brings into another thing, which I know we're bouncing a bit. And if I go too far afield, straighten me out. One of the things that people seem to feel, well, we turned off the lights. I feel relieved. I'm helping with climate change. Not enough. And I think that's what people don't want to hear. Your thoughts.
question you're asking is, how quantitative do we need to be about this? Do we need to ask people in their homes to tell us how much carbon dioxide was not burned because of their actions, or how much nitrous oxide, a toxic air pollutant, comes from the burning of fossil fuels to make electricity, how much nitrous oxide was not put into the air because of our work? We don't ask people to take that quantitative approach because we know they're too busy and they don't have time. Instead, we take the approach, let's create a sustainable process that we're going to do a little bit, make a little decision every month, and we're going to look back after a year and realize we've done a lot. It created a culture in the organization, a culture in the medical practice of conservation, of being careful. We've replaced the light bulbs with the low-emitting diode bulbs, LED bulbs that save money and make less air pollution because less electricity is required. We may have added motion sensors to light switches so that the lights go off when we leave a room. We've agreed on a thermostat policy because it conserves electricity. The biggest savings can be just from turning off your hot water heater. We don't need a hot water heater in an office to wash our hands. We need washing our hands as friction from rubbing our hands together in soap. Turning off the hot water heater can save thousands of dollars a year.
We did that at home. We got a heat recycler from our air conditioner that went into the hot water heater. The hot water heater was turned off. Our electric bill dropped about $40 or $50 a month.
Yep.
That was significant. It's these little things. I was thinking that, and I know you are also very busy, do a parallel program, not My Green Doctor's Office, but My Green Home. Let's call it My Green Home. It's this concept. So I love hearing all of this stuff. However, and I don't want to get into the political realm too much so, it has to be because people model themselves after our leaders. Are you seeing an adequate enough concern amongst not only political leaders, teachers, clergy, other medical groups? Are they concerned enough about what you're talking about? Or is that still a major, let's use the word, challenge in our society?
People are concerned. If you look at the polls, most people understand that we have a problem in this world, from hotter weather, greater storms, more forest fires, and other problems related to climate change. Almost everyone recognizes that. And they want to do something, but they don't know what to do. That certainly changed over the years. There was a time 20 years ago when I couldn't talk about climate change because people didn't want to hear that word. Now we talk more about climate resilience because it seems to be more acceptable over the last 6 months than climate change. But no, the world wants to do things. And I think rather than people turning away from wanting to take action, increasingly people want to take action as individuals because they no longer can rely on the government to do that for them. We're going to see more and more people wanting to get engaged because, particularly at the federal level and some state levels, the government's not rolling up its sleeves and getting this work done to make our society more energy efficient, to use more low-cost renewable energy instead of dirty, dangerous fossil fuels. Increasingly, we're seeing individuals want to roll up their sleeves and do what they can at their own level, at the level of their home, their business, maybe their neighbors, because you can't rely on government to do the work that has to be done.
How challenging it has been for you to move this project forward. In Florida alone, the last two governors specifically said, we're not going to allow the mention of climate change, anything that the state is publishing. DeSantis just signed a law in 2024, specifically deleting references to climate change. He says we need to reject the agenda of the radical green zealots. And then we have, just in the news the other day, on the federal level, Energy Department canceling almost $4 billion for new technologies in that arena, which I'm sure you're well aware of that. In that environment, how particularly challenging is it to forward your project?
When you tell people they're going to save money, they do save money. Let me give you an example. A three-office practice in Western Florida in Escambia County is saving $1,400 per doctor per year by using the My Green Doctor. They've been with us for more than a decade. They bought an electric car with the money they saved. They put solar panels on the roof with the money they saved. Now they're putting a lot of money in their pockets because they're saving so much money. You save money when you lose less energy, and you save money when you change the culture of an organization to favor conservation. So people think twice before they throw something away. They think twice before they buy something because they want to buy the better products that they can perhaps reuse instead of throwing away. They want to turn off switches at night. We're trying to change the culture of healthcare, office by office, towards sustainability. But the hook is, hey, you're going to save money by doing this. Is it a lot of money? No, it's not a huge amount of money. $1,000 is real money, but it's not a fortune. But it all adds up. And so we found, though, that chief impediment to this work is not that people don't want to do it. It's they just don't have the time, and they're skeptical about whether they can do it. As I said, we only ask practices to about 5 minutes a month. We learned that often practices need a little more help than just sending them to a website. So we now actually have a team at My Green Doctor that will work one-on-one with the practice manager so that before each session of that five-minute staff meeting, our staff will meet with the practice manager by phone or by Zoom to review the topic of this month. We want the practice manager to go into that session completely confident that she or he knows what we're going to talk about and what decision they're going to make for the practice. So we're finding that that approach makes practices much more accepting of this. It's not fair to ask a practice manager or a lead physician or a lead nurse to become an environmental sustainability expert or to become a tree hugger like me. Very simple, and we walk the practice manager through that month's segment so they feel confident and can get the work done. We found that that's helping enormously.
I wish we could go into more detail. What strikes me is the whole notion of dealing with the mindset of how to approach this. Thank you for your good work in trying to take a core issue and give it some real legs. And I hope people contact you at
mygreendoctor.org in English or mygreendoctor.es in Spanish. And I welcome folks to call me. Can I give out my email address?
You may do that, sir.
My name is Todd, T-O-D-D, SAC, S-A-C-K, but the email address is TSAC, T-S-A-C-K, at mygreendoctor.org. TSAC at mygreendoctor.org. Be happy to talk to a clinician or practice manager. We'll get them started. Help them to go green.
I love the idea. Let's begin to make things a little bit better for all of us. Dr. Todd Zacht is a physician, and he has worked in climate change and environmental issues for many years. Thank you so much, sir, for your time. Take care.